Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nailing It, the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you're new here and you don't know who I am, my name is Olivia. I'm a fully qualified nail technician. I work self-employed out of my home salon, and I absolutely love my job. I am passionate about all things nails, if you haven't guessed already. So if you're the same, I would love for you to stick around and listen to this episode. If this episode doesn't interest you, I do have other episodes that you can go back and listen to if you feel like it. Today's episode is going to be all about booking systems. Now, I don't claim to be an expert because this is a recent plunge that I have taken in my business, but I did want to talk about how it's going so far because I've had a lot of questions about it. I'm going to share a few little tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. All of those tips and tricks I have learned from other people. They are not my tips, but I thought I would share them anyway because I know that it can be quite a big transition to make in your business. Now, I do have a question from my Instagram DMs for the segment How to Nail It. So this question comes from Lynn Hudson. I hope that she doesn't mind me including her name in this episode. But she says, "Hey, I hope you don't mind me messaging. I'm a fellow nail tech. Can I just ask how your price increase went down? Did you lose clients, have comments, etc.? I'm dreading it, but need to do it. P.S. Love your work and enjoy watching your stories." Thank you so much, Lynn. So doing a price increase in your business is an extremely daunting task. So when I increased my prices, when I first started out, I started off, I think I just offered everything at £20. I don't think that I did an introductory offer. It was just like £20 across the board, no matter what it was that you were getting, which worked really well for me for quite a while. I think I actually kept those prices for maybe about a year before I increased them. So last October, I decided to up them, and basically I upped my base services to £25, and then I added in nail art tiers, which were priced differently depending on how long the nail art took, which I know is how a lot of people price their work now. And let me just say, I think it is the appropriate way to price your work, because anything that takes time needs to be charged appropriately. Your time is worth money. And your skills are worth money, obviously. but then it came round to the nail tech price increase day, and everyone was increasing their prices. Now, bearing in mind that I'd only just done a price increase in October, and I think the nail tech price increase day was in April or May, I think I'm right in saying. April, I think it was, because it was in time for the tax year. And I just did not feel like that was the right time for me to increase my prices. I felt like it was too soon after I'd just done it, even though I agreed with, you know, the movement of nail techs increasing their prices. It just wasn't right for me, and I didn't want it to feel like I was just doing it because everyone else was doing it, because that didn't feel true and authentic to who I am. I still felt like okay at that time with how much I was charging, but I knew that once I was like coming towards the year mark of my last price increase, I would think about changing my prices. So it got to about August. I think it was August. Yeah, August. And I knew that I was going to do another price increase. And I knew that it was going to be a bit more of a significant price increase compared to the last one that I did. Because I did feel like it was the right time in my business for that. My books were getting fuller, and I just felt like it was the right time to increase them by a significant amount. And I was obviously comparing my prices to others in my area, and I noticed that other people were charging a similar amount to how much my new prices were going to be. So I felt comfortable that it was the right time to do it. Now, I did confide in a couple of my nail tech friends about this price increase, because I think more than anything, I felt like I just needed a little bit of reassurance that I was doing the right thing and that it was the right time to do it. Of course, my fellow nail techs definitely reassured me and told me that I was doing the right thing, and they encouraged me to just do it as soon as possible. I told them how much I was charging. They were really shocked that I was charging as little as I was. But like I said, it just felt like that was right at that moment. I didn't feel like, you know, for that year that my prices were that low, that I was undercharging. But they said to just do it as soon as possible. Don't make a big song and dance about it. Don't apologize. Don't explain, and just do it. And at first I sort of felt like, oh, I don't know, like that made me feel a little bit more anxious about it, because I was like, I feel like, you know, I have a really loyal client base and I don't just want to increase my prices and them to think like that I don't care about it. But also on the other hand, I do think that if you as a nail tech makes a bigger deal out of it and you are sort of over-exaggerating it and making it something that it isn't, then that's probably going to lead to more people having something to say about it. Now, I literally just posted on my Instagram stories and obviously spoke to my clients in person when I saw them at their appointments. And I just said, look, I'm going to be having a price increase. It's going to start on the 1st of September. I released my prices, my new price list, I think a month before. Yeah, I think it was a month before I implemented them. And honestly, I didn't have a single bit of bad feedback. I don't think I've lost any clients from my price increase. I'm trying to think. No, I still have all of my clients. No one said anything about it. No one's had any qualms about it. I have had some people that have not got as intricate of, you know, nail art, which is completely fine. I understand they, you know, have decreased the amount of nail art that they get to fit their budget, and that is more than fine with me. I don't have an issue with that. I realize that everybody has a budget that they need to stick to, and that is absolutely fine. I do think that it helped with me not making like a big deal out of it and not sort of over explaining myself. I think that it's a given and people know the reasons why you have to increase your prices. You know, everything in life goes up in price, unfortunately, and our services should be one of those things that go up. And if you then don't fit into somebody's budget, although it's really unfortunate and you may lose some clients, it is just part of the business, and you have to separate the business and personal. You tend to have personal relationships with your clients. You talk to them about, you know, so many different things that are going on in their life and your life, and it can a lot of the time feel like they're your friends, and that is absolutely fine, and they probably would consider you the same. But at the same time, even though it seems like a friendly relationship, it is still a business relationship, and you are still offering them a service, so you still deserve to be paid appropriately for that service. So I do think that it is really difficult to increase your prices, and I absolutely understand why you're dreading it. I really, really do understand it. I felt exactly the same way. I was really nervous and I felt like nobody would want to come and have the nails done by me again, which is really dramatic of me. but I am one for the drama. I really do completely understand how you're feeling. I just think that the best advice I can give you is bite the bullet and just do it. What is the worst that can happen? You lose some clients, which, like I said, is really unfortunate and really sad, because you might be close with those clients, but you will gain other clients that fit into your budget. Now, with that being said, I do think that you should make sure that you're not increasing your prices by a really dramatic amount. Like I said, I did do a significant price increase. So I did increase all the prices of all of my services. including my nail art. I'm just trying to think how much by. So my base service, so for example, Builder Gel was £25 and I upped it to £30. And then, like, for example, my tier one nail art was at £5 or £4 and I upped it to £6, and I just upped all of my prices. And I sort of, the way that I worked it out was to try and work out how much money I wanted to make per hour. And that's how I worked out the prices of my nail art. So obviously I know how much a Builder Gel infill or Builder Gel fresh set takes me. I know how long that takes me. I know how much I want to earn from that length of time. And then it was just figuring out, like, on top of that, after that hour's base service, how much do I want to earn after that? So that's sort of how I figured it out. Obviously, factor in all of your costs as well, which is really tricky. And I'll be honest, I haven't sat down and fully gone through every single thing that I use. And that I need to factor in, but I have done most things and I do know roughly how much a service costs me in materials. So I would strongly urge you to do that as well. And obviously, if you work in a salon, make sure you factor in your rent costs too. I am lucky enough that I work from home, so I don't need to think about that, but definitely factor that in if that is a cost of yours. Oh, I feel like I've rambled loads about that question, but it is something that I am passionate about and that I wanted to talk about. So thank you for your question, Lynn. I know that you didn't submit it for the podcast, but I am going to message you and let you know that I've answered it in this episode. Hopefully you don't mind. But now on to the actual topic of today's episode. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about using a booking system. I recently switched from my paper diary to using Fresher. I think Fresher is probably the most popular booking system that there is out there for nail techs. A lot of nail techs that I know use Fresher. So that is why I decided to choose Fresher. I know there are so many different options out there, like an endless amount of options. I can't even think of any off the top of my head. I think there's like Booksy and is it like Goldie, something like that. Anyway, I know there's loads of different options, and when I announced that I was going onto a booking system on my Instagram stories, I definitely had quite a few mixed reviews about Fresher. I had a few people telling me that I should look into a different booking system because they didn't enjoy Fresher and they found that there was a lot of hidden fees, which was something that I was really scared about. But there was also quite a few people that told me how much they loved Fresher and how much, you know, how easy it was to use and that they've been using it for years. So it was really tricky. Obviously, I had already started putting in all of my services into Fresher, which is a very long and arduous process. you have to put in every individual service, a description, set the price. It can be very confusing and very, very time consuming. But it was pretty easy to figure out, I'll be honest. Like, it wasn't hard to use at all. Yeah, I decided on Fresher. I did worry about what people were saying about like the hidden costs and things like that. So I reached out to my friend Hannah Beth. She is Studio by Hannah Beth on Instagram. She's one of the other Nobovi brand ambassadors. If you don't follow her, definitely go and give her a follow. But she very kindly sent me some little tips and tricks on how to avoid some of the fees on Fresher. So one of those was making sure that no stranger goes onto your booking site and books in via finding you on the Fresher app, if that makes sense. So basically what you want to do is make sure that people are booking through the link that you send them. Because if somebody goes on the Fresher app and searches your name and they've never been a client of yours before, and they book an appointment with you, you get charged, I think it's a really high fee of like 20% of your appointment price, which is a lot of money and it adds up, obviously. And I didn't realize that that was a thing. I didn't realize that a new client fee was, first of all, even a thing, and second of all, gonna cost that much money. So that was something that I was really nervous about. I didn't want people to just find me on Fresher and book in without having used my link, because that would mean that I would lose out on a lot of money. So when Hannah Beth told me that, I was like, oh crap, so how do I go about this? And she basically told me that I needed to put in all of my clients' details or send them the link to my booking site. So I decided to ask all of my clients for their emails and phone numbers so that I could input their details myself. Now, the reason why I chose to do it that way instead of just sending them the link to use was because I had clients that already had appointments booked in with me via my paper diary. So most of my clients make their appointments with me at their appointment. They book their next appointment or the next few appointments, if that makes sense. So I had already had quite a few spaces taken in my paper diary and obviously needed to transition those appointments over into my booking system. And I didn't want those clients to lose those spaces. So the only way that I thought I could do it was by asking for their details, inputting all of their details into Fresher, and then I could go on and book in their appointments that they'd already booked with me. That just, I feel like, avoided any sort of confusion or any sort of inconvenience to my clients, basically. And also it meant that their details were already inputted and it was a little bit easier on their end when they wanted to then go in and book appointments themselves. They already basically like had an account and just had to like log in using the details that they gave me. So that avoided me having a huge amount of new client fees, because even though my clients were already my clients and they were my regular clients, obviously Fresher doesn't know that. So if they were to just go on, find you on Fresher and book that way, you would, you know, I would have had like hundreds of pounds worth of new client fees when all of my clients were to book on Fresher, if it wasn't, you know, via the link that I gave them or via me inputting their details. So new client fees is still something that I'm really nervous about, because obviously at the moment anyone can go on Fresher and find my profile and book in with me, and then if they did that I would get a new client fee. But I just put in my description on my actual homepage of Fresher to please contact me via Instagram DM so that I could send them the link to my Fresher so that I avoided those new client fees. So basically what happens is somebody will message me on Instagram. They'll ask if they can book in. I will send them my Fresher link. And then when they use that link, it means that I don't get charged for them booking in. I don't know why it works that way, because obviously they are a new client. I suppose it's sort of like a loophole in the system, which is a really great loophole because it avoids you losing out on a hell of a lot of money. But yeah, that for me has worked so far. So if you are looking into using Fresher, definitely please keep that in mind and please make sure that you don't just allow your clients to find you on the app and do it that way. You know, make sure that you either input their details or send them the link to your Fresher. So when it comes down to actually setting up your profile, basically you just, it's really straightforward. You follow all of the steps. So you would like obviously input all of your details and your business name. You can have a photo as well on your homepage, and you then would go on to starting to put your services in and pricing them all up, which is very straightforward. So the way that I have it set up on my Fresher is basically my catalogue, my service menu is set up into different categories. So I've got my base services, which includes my gel extension infill, fresh builder gel infill, rubber base manicure, builder gel removal, and foreign builder gel removal. So I class all of those services as my base services, and they're in their own category. And then the other category that I have is my add-ons. So in my add-ons, I have all of my nail art. So that would be like, I've got full cover chrome, ring finger nail art, gel polish, tier 4 nail art, tier 3 nail art, tier 2 nail art, tier 1 nail art, a nail fix, which just is like if somebody's broken a nail, they need to book in to have it fixed. And then I also have in there my builder gel removal plus fresh set, which basically means when my clients need their routine soak off every like 5 infills, then I discount my removal. So if somebody just wants a removal of builder gel, that's my work, I charge £12 for that. If somebody wants a builder gel removal, but they want a fresh set putting back on straight away in the same appointment, then I charge half price, so it's £6. I don't know why I felt the need to explain that, but that is included in my add-ons as well. So it's really good that you can do categories. I think that you can also add retail in there as well. So say, for instance, you sell like hand creams and cuticle oils and, you know, whatever else you sell to your clients in your salon, you can actually put that on your service menu. And I think that your clients can like select it when they go to book. And then obviously it keeps track of it on there as well, which is going to be something that I do actually add on for my clients, because I do sell cuticle oils and I sell cuticle oils and hand sanitizers now, and I always forget to write down when somebody's bought one, especially now that I don't have a paper diary. So when I had my paper diary, I obviously just wrote it down at the end of their appointment that they'd bought one. But now that I do it all online, I forget to actually like add that on there. So that'll be a really great feature to use. And I need to figure out how to do it. But then what else did I want to talk about? So once you've got all of your services in there, that means that obviously they're all available for your clients to see and pick from. And I wrote really thorough descriptions on each service so that my clients knew what to book in for, and to avoid me getting as many questions as I possibly could avoid. Because obviously before, it was really easy for my clients. They didn't really need to do anything other than just tell me what date and time they wanted to book in for, because I already sort of knew what most of my clients wanted anyway and what tier nail art they wanted. But since they were going to go and book it on themselves, I wanted it to be really clear and thorough, so there was no like misunderstanding there, if that makes sense. I also do have a highlight on my Instagram, which is a service guide highlight, and that has in it examples of the different tiers of nail art. So if they are struggling to decide what tier their nail art falls under, then they can go on there and have a look on there as well. Now, the next thing that I wanted to talk about is something that I've actually figured out today, ironically enough, but it is, I was having trouble with people booking their appointments at weird times, basically. So people were booking in at like 2:15 or 2:10 or, you know, 4:20, things like that. And I was like, come on, people, use your common sense. Why are we booking in at that time? I can understand why they were doing it, because they were trying to, like, fit their appointment in at the end of my day, if that makes sense. And that's sort of how it worked with the way my timings work for my services. But I have just learned today that you can actually go on to your settings and you can change that so that people can only book in 30-minute intervals, meaning that I only like my appointments to be booked on the hour or half past the hour, just purely because that's always the way that I've worked. If somebody was to book in at like 4:45 or something like that, it would really throw me off and I'd be like, wait, what? And I don't know, that's just not the way that I work. I like to do on the hour or half past the hour. And the way that works with my timings means that I usually have like little gaps in between each client so that I have time to clean up and tidy up, which actually you can add when you're doing your, when you're adding your services to your service menu. You can actually on each individual service, you can add in whether you want to have a how am I trying to word this. You can add blocked time at the end of the service, if that makes sense. So if, for instance, somebody booked in a builder gel infill, you can have it set so that after that builder gel infill, you have like a 10-minute gap afterwards so that you've got time to clean up and tidy up. And that just means that when people book that service, it will then add on an extra 10 minutes so that people can't book in like back to back, if that makes sense. But that just didn't work for me and the way that I sort of laid out my treatments, so I just decided to set my times so that people could only book on the hour or half past the hour. Now, the way that I did that, I'll just give you a quick run through, was going into my settings, and then you go on scheduling. From scheduling, you would scroll down to online bookings and click appointments, and then it's the one that says optimize online bookings. And when you click on edit, it comes up with three different options. I've selected regular time slots, and then time slot interval is 30 minutes. So that means that it will only show my appointments in 30-minute intervals, so they can only book on the hour and half past the hour, which then avoids me getting weird gaps in my day, and it just makes more sense for me, basically. But you would set it however you wanted to set it so that it worked for you and the way that your services were, if that makes sense. Obviously, if you don't mind like having people show up at 1:05, then it doesn't really matter. But that was just really annoying to me, that people were booking in at weird times. And it was frustrating that it showed up strange in my calendar. I think that's just maybe like a weird little like OCD thing, but it was irritating me. So, and I actually had another nail tech, Lauren, who was the guest on I think episode 6, she'd messaged me and said like, how do you do this, because people are driving me nuts. She was like, somebody booked in for 6:10. So I sent her a message with how to do it as well. And actually, I can't take full credit for knowing how to do that. So I did have somebody message me on Instagram, because I'd put a story up for my clients about it, asking them to not book weird time slots. And someone messaged me just saying that I think that you can actually change that in your settings. So I did go on my settings and figure out how to do it. So I can't take full credit for knowing how to do that. But hopefully that is a tip that helps you if that is something that annoys you as well. So now on to how to do the payment side of things. So on my fresher, I wanted fresher so that I could also keep track of all of my earnings in a very easy way. So the way that Fresher sort of summarizes your earnings for each month is very clear and precise. And I definitely needed that because I am not a very organized person when it comes to numbers. I will preach all of these things about make sure that you keep track of this and make sure you keep track of that. But to be perfectly honest with you, I am absolutely fucking terrible at it. And I don't really do a very good job of keeping track of anything. So just having everything all in one place, knowing that the prices were there on the app and they were, the numbers were easy to read, that was very straightforward and simple. That's what I needed, because in my paper diary, I was fine at keeping track of my appointments and like how much people paid me, but it was very confusing when it came to like the end of the month, or I'll be honest, I didn't do it every month. The end of every 2 months, and I would need to go through and like tot up how much I'd made in a month, and it was just a pain in the arse, to be perfectly honest with you, to have to add it all up, flick through my paper diary. I know that it sounds silly that that would be annoying, but when you work for yourself and you wear many different hats, I think that doing anything you can to make it nice and simple and straightforward is worth it, basically. So even though Fresher took a long time for me to set up, I definitely think it's worth it in that aspect. So I don't take, you can actually use Fresher to take payments, but I don't use it that way. So I just have a sum up card machine that I use, or all my clients can pay in cash. So I didn't want to use Fresher to take payments, because they do, I think they do charge quite a high percentage, to be honest. So I was sort of intrigued as to how to check people out on the app so that it would show as that appointment being completed and paid for. And basically all you do is you click on the appointment and it'll come up with checkout. You'll click checkout. I'm going to do this one, but I'm not going to fully do it. And then it will come up with like the services and how much in total those services cost. Continue to payment. And then it will come up with whether that client tipped you or not. You can select no tip, or they have percentages, or you can put in a custom tip. So definitely do that. Make sure that if somebody tips you, you add that into your earnings. And then you obviously select which tip you want, continue to payment, and then it will come up with that person's card. So basically Fresher stores my client's card details, and that's because of my policies, which I'll talk about in a minute. So you have the selection of, you have the option to select their card, self-checkout, QR code, manual card entry, cash, gift card, split payment. So, and then there's at the bottom, there is other. So if you were to do the self-checkout option, I think that means that you just are doing it yourself, if that makes sense. And then QR code would be like you would send a QR code to your clients and they pay you via a link through Fresher. Manual card entry, I think, is like a similar thing to the QR code, but it's just done manually. Then cash is obvious, gift card is obvious. But I always select other. So if I select other and then click pay now, that means that that client has been checked out. They'll receive a, I'm pretty sure they receive a text message saying their appointment is completed and how much they paid for their appointment and how they paid for it. So if I know that if I've selected other, that means that my client has paid in with their card machine at their appointment. If I select cash, that means that they paid me in cash at their appointment, obviously. So that's how I keep track of all of that. And then what was the other thing I wanted to talk about? Oh yeah, it was policies. So you can select your policies on Fresher. So basically when a client gets a text message about their appointment, they need to confirm that appointment and they need to put in their card details. And the reason that they put in their card details is because of my cancellation policy. So my cancellation policy is if you cancel within 48 hours of your appointment time, you will be charged 50%. And it's the same for within 24 hours as well. I only charge 50% if somebody cancels. So that means that if somebody cancels, you can take payment from them the same day that they've cancelled. So I think that I'm right in saying that it's now law that if somebody cancels, you have to take payment from them that same day. You can't take it like at a later date, and Fresher actually doesn't let you take it at a later date. It has to be on that day that they have their appointment booked in. So I think that's a really good fallback option. Now, most of my clients, if they cancelled, then they would offer to pay me by bank transfer anyway, or I would ask them to pay me by bank transfer just so then I don't get the Fresher fees. And most people are fine and happy to do that. But obviously, I don't know all of my clients really well. I get new clients booking on the app, and that just avoids like time wasters and me losing out on too much money. So if, you know, it's a new client and they mess me about and they decide not to show up, then that means that I can still charge them via Fresher and they can't try and dodge me, if that makes sense. I always encourage my clients to put in their card details. Most of my clients I trust, like I say, you know, it's, you know, not a big deal because they would happily pay me anyway, that 50%. But it's just more for anyone that I don't know very well. I want to have that security there that I can still earn money even if they mess me about and cancel last minute. So that's a really good feature of Fresher, and it was one of the reasons why I wanted to go onto a booking site. I just think that it gives you a little bit more security, and I think that it allows you to be a little bit more strict with your boundaries. I am terrible with my boundaries. I really struggle with sort of implementing them and making sure that I'm sticking to them. I'm a little bit of a pushover and a softy, because most of my clients I am close to, and I, you know, I don't want to be awkward or mean. But like I said earlier, it is business and you still have to earn money even if people cancel, and you have to stick to your guns. Obviously, like, if a client was going through a really hard time, I wouldn't be a dick and I wouldn't charge them, you know, if somebody they knew died or something. I would be reasonable, but you know, a lot of the time it isn't. People cancel for not very serious reasons, so you still deserve to be paid for that time that you're losing out on. Because most of the time, if somebody cancels for within 48 hours, you're not going to be able to fill that slot, and you're probably not going to want to fill it with a new client anyway. I don't know about anyone else, but I feel like when I have a new client, I need to have at least 48 hours to mentally prepare to have a new client. I don't like, if somebody messaged me the day before and wanted an appointment for the next day, I wouldn't give it to them if I didn't know them, just because that's too much anxiety for me. I'm not really that anxious when it comes to meeting new clients anymore. It's something that I was anxious about, definitely, but I'm not, like, it doesn't really bother me anymore. But I don't know, something about it being like the next day is a little bit, oh, no thanks. Also, now that I'm talking about that, if you want to set it so that people can't book it in, within a certain amount of time, you go back onto your, let me see. Oh, there it is. So you'll go back on to your settings, scheduling, online bookings and appointments. And then it's the one above the one I was talking about before. So it's online availability. So mine is set to clients can book appointments 48 hours before the start time, and no more than 3 months in the future. I have that set to 3 months in the future right now because my diary is open up until Christmas. But once everyone is booked in for Christmas, I will be setting it so that nobody can book in like more than a month in advance, just because I think that that is a better way to do it. Because if I have my diary open that far in advance, I don't know where I'm at, and I like to be able to make last minute plans. So I'm gonna set it once everyone's booked in for Christmas, like I said, I'm gonna set it so that it's only 1 month in the future, not 3 months. And then the other one is clients are allowed to cancel or reschedule up to 48 hours in advance as part of my late cancellation fee setup. And you can adjust all three of those things in that section of your settings on online availability. You can adjust everything to exactly how you want it and how, you know, whatever works best for you, basically. I think that is all of the... I feel like I've been fucking talking for ages. Yeah, 45 minutes. I feel like I have covered everything in terms of, like, all the different settings there are and tips and tricks. I hope I haven't missed anything. But I do want to talk a little bit about why I wanted to switch from my paper diary to using my booking system. So from the beginning of opening my business, I obviously used a paper diary, and that just worked really well for me because I had a small number of clients. I didn't really feel the need to go onto a booking system, because people would just come to their appointment, then book in with me at their appointment for their next appointment, and it would just continue like that, and it worked really well for me. When I started to get a little bit busier, obviously you have then a lot of people on your books to deal with and to talk to. So if somebody, with my paper diary, if somebody wanted to cancel or change an appointment, they obviously had to message me. And I did all of my messaging through Instagram DMs. Now, that is a hell of a lot of people to keep on top of. Most of the time, it's absolutely fine, and I don't have many cancellations, and I don't have many people wanting to change appointments. But there was a period of time, and it was during the summer holidays, it was like between July and August. My God, the amount of messages that I was getting for people wanting to cancel or change, or they were being really flaky, or I can't make this appointment because now I've got these plans. And trust me, I get it. It's life. Like, you know, you can't help these things sometimes. But I was really starting to get pissed off, and I didn't want to feel that way. I didn't want to be pissed off at my clients. I didn't want to start being pissy with them because it's not their fault. Obviously, to them, I am just like one person. But for me, it's loads of people that I'm talking to, and it's loads of people that I'm dealing with. So I didn't want to get to the point where I was like taking my frustration out on them. So I decided, when I was going through that tricky patch of people constantly changing appointments and cancelling, and it was just solely because of the school holidays, because it really has died down now and it's absolutely fine again. but I just needed to sort of be able to take a step back from that aspect of my business, and I needed to let go of the control. And that was really tricky for me to do. I liked being in control. I liked knowing exactly what was happening with my diary on a day-to-day basis. And I don't know, I really struggled with just letting go and allowing my clients to take the reins. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, bless me. I really struggled with just letting that aspect of my business go and just handing over the reins to my clients and letting them do it and trusting them to do it right. Which is absolutely nothing to do with my clients. That is just a me problem. I'm a little bit of a control freak when it comes to certain things. So I knew at that time when I was going through that rough patch during the summer holidays that it was the right time to make the leap and to move over to a booking system, because obviously I knew that Christmas was coming up, and Christmas is another tricky time with appointments, and I just wanted to be nice and prepared for the coming busy season and not let the scheduling of appointments affect how I felt about my business, because I didn't want to start falling out of love with my business because of all the messages I was having to reply to constantly. And obviously over on my Instagram, I do have quite a few followers, so I don't only receive messages from my clients, I also receive a lot of messages from other people as well, you know, whether that's just people being very nice and complimentary and replying to my stories, or whether it's people that's wanting to ask a question or any advice or anything. I do receive quite a few messages on a daily basis. So keeping on top of answering those messages whilst also prioritizing my clients' messages, it was just a hell of a lot to keep on top of. It was sort of controlling my life. I was finding that I was going on my phone at all hours of the day. I wasn't having boundaries in place for going on social media, and that was something that I also needed to work on. So I just needed that separation and to let go of that side of my business and hand it over to my clients, because it was just the right time to do it. I have, I think, over 70 clients on my books at the moment. I don't actually know. I should probably know how many people I have on my books. But that's, you know, that's so many people to keep on top of. And, I just needed to let them do their thing and schedule their own appointments. And so far it has worked really well. The only hurdle that I've come over is people booking strange times for their appointments, and that really is the only hurdle that I have come across. I haven't had anyone book in for the wrong thing, I don't think. Obviously I know in the future that may become an issue, people booking, you know, if it's a new client and they don't know what to book in for, but I will, you know, get over that hurdle when I come to it. At the moment, that is not an issue and everything has been absolutely fine. I truly do feel a lot less stressed and a lot more relaxed with that side of my business. So if you are thinking about going onto a booking system, I definitely would strongly urge you to do so. Like I talked about, it can be a very big plunge to take, and I definitely ummed and ahed about it for a very long time. I think it was actually a good 6 months I was thinking about it, and I am in general very, very glad that I did it. So I would definitely encourage you to try and do it. Like I said, I'm not an expert, so if anyone does use a booking system and you have any tips for me, I would love for you to send them my way. I am still learning how to use it. Like I said, I even learned something today. and it definitely has been a learning curve for me, but I am glad I did it. So I think that's all I have to say on Fresh Air. I do realise I've been talking for quite a long time, so if you're still here, thank you for listening. But before I go, I do want to share the Nail Tech Spotlight of the week. This week it goes to Nails by Shan. She is incredible. Her Instagram and her TikTok are both really great, but I especially love watching her TikTok videos. She does a lot of videos where she just sits and talks to the camera, and she shares her favorite products. She shares tips and tricks on being a self-employed nail technician. Her nail art is incredible. She predominantly uses, I think, nail order gel polishes, and she really loves those, so she talks about those quite a lot. She does like day in the life videos. She just in general talks about all things nails in a very open and honest way, and she is definitely not a gatekeeper, which I love. She's just very, yeah, just open, honest, says it how it is, and I love that about her. And she actually reached out to me on Instagram a few weeks ago, and she was just like, I want to connect with like-minded nail techs, which was really lovely of her. So I have chatted to her a couple of times, and she is really lovely and sweet. And I also really love her branding. Her logo is like pink and orange and red, and it is just gorgeous. So yeah, that's this week's Nail Tech Spotlight. On Instagram, she is, sorry, on TikTok, she is at nailsbyshan_XO. And then on Instagram, friggin' hell, I can't get my words out now. I've been talking for so bloody long. She has the exact same handle on Instagram as well, which is really helpful. So yeah, definitely go and give her a follow, show her some love. She is just the loveliest person, and I really love her accent as well. So that is it for this week's episode. I am sorry that I talked for so long. My mouth is really dry now. but I hope that parts of it were helpful if you are looking at going onto a booking system. And yeah, I need to go because I need a drink. But thank you so much for listening. If you have made it to the end, I appreciate you a lot, and I will speak to you next week. See you later. Bye-bye.